That was the call of a bearded seal as it sounds underwater, recorded by a hydrophone. And that was the call of a beluga whale, also underwater. And that was the call of Microsoft Windows, because we're not underwater, we're in a science classroom at Sitka High School, where students from Sitka, Barrow, and Tanakee Springs are gathered around computers listening to underwater sounds made by various marine mammals. Not entirely sure what that was, but this is part of Scientists in the Schools, a program put on every year by Sitka Whale Fest. Scientists engaged in actual research visit classrooms in the city and talk about what they're doing, and the students get to participate.
So you guys have any idea what you think that is? Okay. So I think it sounds like a seal, too. Do you
remember? These students from Tanakee Springs are studying different underwater sounds by looking at what's called a spectrograph. It looks like an abstract painting gone digital. Big patches of bright colors indicate intense sounds. Some of them swoop down, some of them swoop up. That shows the pitch. But these are more than pretty pictures.
A lot of these things we see have never been known.
Ethan Roth is the scientist leading this Thursday afternoon class. He works in the Whale Acoustics Lab at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, a division of the University of California, San Diego. Scripps has been studying the ocean and everything in it for more than 100 years.
Really, we're still asking some of the most basic questions. And, I mean, it's even the case where some of these sounds we record are, it's the first time that they've ever been described still.
Roth's research focuses on sea ice and the effects of humans on marine mammals in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. He says understanding the noises made underwater could help scientists figure out, well, almost everything else.
Sound is the main tool of survival for these animals. And so basically by eavesdropping on them, we can monitor their movements and look at their distributions, get an idea of abundance, and, you know, one day the Holy Grail would be to actually estimate population that way. We're very far from that still.
Roth grew up in Southern California and spent a lot of time on and near the Pacific Ocean. That's something he has in common with the students he's talking to today, like Hannah Meyer, a high school junior in Tanakee Springs.
We actually have a hydrophone, my dad does, that we take out and listen because we're, you know, big fans of whale watching since they're so close there, and it's a rare, fun occasion. Well, it's not that rare, but it's rare compared to the rest of the world, I think.
Meyer says she isn't sure if science is in her future, but teacher Ann Connolly says bringing students to something like Whale Fest helps them look differently at the marine life they see almost every day.
We've had a big year with whales in Tanakee. We had one beached whale that we found dead, and then we had a whale entanglement that the kids were kind of involved in with community members. So the study of whales is a part of their everyday life. You know, we used to say that they'd walk with us to school because you walk to school and you hear the whales.
Connolly says allowing the students to interact with scientists and see that they're real people leads to a better understanding of science at the very least, and maybe, just maybe, it plants the seed that someday sprouts into a long career. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.